Hi, I'm Michelle Graham, the Technically DC Market Editor. Technically is a news site that grows local technology communities by connecting organizations and people through news, events, and services. This is Technically DC Diaries, a pilot interview series where I will talk to local technologists and startup leaders about themselves and why they do the hard and good work that they do. For this edition, I have with me Amelia DiSorrento, who leads people strategy for bank product at Capital One. Thanks for joining me. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
I know. It's been way too long. I'm excited to sit here and just catch up with you. I hope I don't get too lost in that. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into it. So first, can you tell me how you got into tech/entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of by accident. So when I was an undergrad, I went to Brown my school, they didn't have like hard requirements. Like as long as you majored in something, you could graduate type of deal.
Yeah.
And so I spent a lot of time taking languages because I could, and got really fascinated by language education and how, we learn about different cultures through language. Long story short, I started working with faculty and students to build programs and languages that weren't being offered formally through the curriculum. And it really took off. I started getting kind of sent around to conferences to speak to folks at other institutions. And by the time I graduated, we were building these programs and getting paid to do it at a bunch of different colleges. So I thought about what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I had no idea. So I figured, like, I might as well do this. There's like enough to pay me, at least like a ramen salary. So I did it, and that was kind of the beginning. It was all very by accident. I moved to DC and participated in the Halcyon Fellowship, which is a social enterprise fellowship. And met a bunch of people. And also around that time, I was looking for a way to meet people in the DC community. So I stood up an organization called the Veneta Project that supports female founders and raising capital. And that was kind of my entree into like tech and venture-backed startups and kind of the world of VCs and all of that. Fast forward, kind of one thing led to another, and I was just like in the startup world in every way, shape, and form.
You're a big time for the startup world. You're being
just all by accident, following something I was curious about and seeing where it took me.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me, what does your typical workday look like now? You kind of moved away from the startup world, correct?
Yeah. So I am now in the corporate world. I am thrilled to say I do not feel like I sold my soul at all. I'm like, but, to continue the story of me coming to DC and doing like Halcyon and education stuff, I ended up starting a software business co-founding a software business called Hatch Apps with a good friend of mine, and spent 3.5 years building a software business with him. Amazing, amazing experience. But I was just towards the end of it, not healthy. And like startups are really draining, it's tough on your body, on your psyche, on your family, on your friends, all of that. And so I decided I really wanted a change. That change for me, after taking some time off to like go to bar classes twice a day and watch a lot of Netflix, was joining Capital One. So now I'm in this really cool role where I'm basically helping to support like our product managers at Capital One and developing their careers. And so it's a lot of work around like building up things like our product college and internal resource for learning about product management, all of our communities of practice. Then we're also launching really fun programs like apprenticeships, where we bring folks from our call centers and our branches and put them through a year-long program to become product managers. So it's like a lot of like pretty nascent projects. I feel like a lot of times, like, I won't say I'm like building a startup within Capital One, because there's also everything that makes Capital One a big corporation to deal with. So it's very different, but we are building a lot of things from the ground up.
Yeah.
And, my team has grown from just me to now 5 of us, just like kind of working on cool stuff, around product management, around culture, communications, diversity, and inclusion. And our whole jobs are basically like, how do we make this like constituency that we have of really like 1,000+ associates, how do we make this like a great place for them to build their careers?
Absolutely. So in a sense, you're kind of still in that, you're using some of that startup mindset to work in this unit at Capital One.
Yeah, sometimes it goes great. And sometimes people are like, okay, you're like, you need to calm down. It's good. And you know, I do like when your first question, which I like didn't answer, was like, what is a day in life? Is like, for me, like the thing that's really cool about being here is like, I'm building things and I'm having fun and all of that. But like, there are days where I stop working at 5 or 6. I take vacations now, like yeah. On Saturdays, like it's crazy. I've really been enjoying that. Just like being in a place where I feel like I can invest in myself more and invest in my family more. And I was talking to a mentor the other day who was saying, yeah, I mean, what I do is I do 4 years of a startup and then 4 years in a corporation and then 4 years and 4 years. And I'm like, there's something to be said for that, to like give yourself some time to just recover so that you can be your best self in whatever might be next.
Absolutely. So what's great about the DC tech community and what can it do better?
Well, I mean, like, I love the DC tech community, obviously. I think the thing that's the coolest about DC tech, and particularly like the startup ecosystem, is that it's small. Yeah. And what that means is that there isn't this sense of competition, like, you know, I'm here to beat you, to poach your people. I mean, there's a little bit of that, but not too much. Yeah. It's more of like, how can I help you? How can I invest in your business? We all kind of know each other or can get to each other. And it feels like we're all on this journey together to elevate the DC ecosystem. Like we're all on the same team. And like having done work in like the New York ecosystems and the SF ecosystem, like it's a very different vibe. And I love that. I love that if I go to a DC tech event, like I know everybody, or not, if not, maybe not everybody, but plenty of people.
Yeah.
You can really like establish yourself. You can build a great brand for yourself, and people are all there to help you.
Absolutely. So how has your work-life balance been since working from home? What does that look like?
You know, it's interesting. I feel like work has definitely gotten more intense since work from home. And I like talk about this with my coworkers all the time. It's like, why are we working harder now? Like, shouldn't we be like, we're not commuting? Like what's going on?
Right.
But I think it's kind of like, to a certain extent, like when everybody's like working from home, like there's no division, so that we're all kind of creating more work for each other. Like, you know, we're all signing on and then not really signing off and like sending more notes. But I mean, I'd say like, it's definitely gotten a little bit more intense since work from home, but compared to startups, it's like nothing. I'm totally all good with it. I think, you know, we actually moved to the burbs on like March 1st. Which was totally like a lucky thing.
I was about to say good timing.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll show you my view right now from my office right here of like, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful. Lucky. So lucky.
That's it's kind peaceful. Of like the life that we're living now.
Yes. Very peaceful.
So it's, you know, I think the nice thing about work from home is that like one, I mean, people like you and me, we're going to events like all the time. I was traveling all of the time, like all of that has kind of wrapped. And so there can be a little bit more like routine into my life. So, you know, I wake up every morning and I go for a 45-minute walk and then I, you know, make myself breakfast. And there's something really special about that. I get to spend, like I'm always here. So I get to spend a lot more time with my stepkids. All of that stuff has been really, really nice.
Awesome. So what does recharging on the weekends look like for you? What do you do for fun? You don't work on Saturday.
You know, it's been interesting. I feel like, you know, we don't recognize how much like stress and trauma our bodies are absorbing right now. And I feel like I've been like exhausted in a way that's like different. And I mean, I, as you know, I am also expecting. So there's a fair amount of exhaustion associated with pregnancy too. So that doesn't help things.
Yeah.
I think that for me, a lot of it is like, just like spending time with my like immediate nuclear family. I'm spending a ton of time on the phone with friends, which has been really nice. Like I walk and then just start like dialing people until somebody picks up.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Done a couple like kind of outdoor socially distanced things, but it's like so hard. I mean, so, you know, that's my long-winded way of saying I'm pretty boring on the weekends.
Hey, listen, I try to sleep in on the weekends and I'll wake up and it's 9:30 and I'm like, you know what? I'll take it. Cause I'm like, I can't sleep any longer. I'm like, I'm going to sleep until 11 on Saturday. It never happens. Next thing you know, I'm staring at the wall. So I get it. All right. So where do you hope to be in 5 years? Do you see yourself returning to the startup world at all?
Yeah. You know, I have no idea. Like I've been trying to answer the question of like, what do I want to be when I grow up for like
ever.
And, you know, I'm still figuring that out. I think the thing that I, recognize about myself is that I don't think I have a thing that I'm so passionate about that I want to kind of like essentially martyr myself for it.
Yeah.
And that's what startup founders do, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, they give up so much to build a thing, you know, and that's like big, right?
Yeah.
And I have people close to me, you know, because of my background, all of my best friends are founders. Like my husband is a founder and they have that where it's like they have this vision for how they want the world to be different. And it's like, nothing is standing in their way. And I don't think I would go into startups until I had that again.
Yeah.
And I also like, it's a hard thing to do to a family to have to be in startups. And I think it's particularly hard to have two people in a household doing it.
Yeah.
My husband and I started our startups the same month. So we definitely like, saw that. I mean, we experienced it, like what it's like to be on the journey together. And it's hard, right? Neither of you can make sacrifices. And now I'm in a role where I can make sacrifices or say like, I can't travel that day or whatever it is. So I don't know, but I do know that like, I want to continue to engage in the community and support the community. And I'm still figuring out what that might look like. It's a big part of who I am is like, and how I like see myself is like, as somebody who like helps build up the DC startup ecosystem.
For sure. And I want to, one of my favorite things about you and our relationship is like how you send me those emails and you're like, I want to intro you to this person. And I feel like I've gotten a story out of every single intro. When I was putting together our Realist Connectors list, like that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, cause I was thinking, why is this person a connector? Why is this a community leader? And I'm like, Amelia has been sending me emails since I met her. And I'm like, and they have not stopped. It does not matter where she's gone. So when you decided to, you know, leave the startup world, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get those emails still. And I'm like, you know what? They're still rolling. So kudos to you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to stay connected. And and I think that like the way that you connect is by creating value, right? Like, you know, in our world, right? Like, you know, if I introduced you to people that were lame, and then like, you wouldn't be like,
this is so bad.
So like, I think that like, as you know, a connector, whatever that means, like you constantly need to be creating value for your network. And I think that that's something that I've been thinking a lot about is like, what value do I have if I'm not out there meeting people every day? Because in this ecosystem, the people change. Like, you know, there have been generations of people like me before me. And like, I don't know the person who launched the organization 10 years ago because they're not maybe in the ecosystem anymore. And like, I really care about this ecosystem. So like, how does somebody like me stay engaged? And I think that that's something that I'm still figuring out.
Absolutely. All right. Next question. What motivates you every day to do the work that you do?
I mean, I think for me, like I've always had like an intrinsic motivation to just like build, like grow, like make happen. And so like for me, like the thing that I love about my role right now is like it's all about supporting like our associates in their development. And so I think that's like pretty much it right now is like, how do I build this thing that's going to help people? And going to work every day and talking to my team about that every day and saying like, okay, like, oh my goodness, like this thing that we did, like now these 30 associates, their careers are changed. That's pretty cool. And it definitely helps me stay energized about my role.
Absolutely. All right. So if you could describe yourself in three words, what would those three words be? It's my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, the first is definitely impatient. and I think that sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad. But like for me, I like really am always like, I can't like be sedentary. I always want the thing to go. Like if the person hasn't responded to me within 24 hours, they're definitely getting a follow-up. Like, I want everything to happen and I want it to happen right now.
Yeah.
Very good thing for startups. Still figuring out how that fits into the corporate ecosystem, but you know.
You're right.
We'll get there. And then I think the second for me is like pretty scrappy, or you know, the version of scrappy kind of is like, you know, in the Venn diagram of like scrappy and creative, I feel like I'm like kind of in the middle there.
Yeah.
That like I feel like I'm always looking for the MVP or like how we get something up.
Yeah.
And how like trying to navigate resource constraints, which, you know, I think serves you really well in startups, and I think also can serve you in a more corporate environment, especially, you know, given all of the kind of constraints that we're under right now with work from home and everything like that.
Yeah, for
sure. And then I think the last thing I would like say is like that I definitely like it's like, I don't even know. I'm like, you're the writer. You got to give me the word for this one. But like, you know, kind of like more like a Swiss Army knife type person. Like, I don't think I have identified for myself, like what is my true strength or like who am I? Like, what am I? In Capital One, you have these job families and you're like, okay, you're a product manager. You're a financial analyst. Like, you are an engineer. Yeah. And I look across all of those things and I'm like, I don't know. I think I can, you know, I don't know. So you're like, that's a big part of my journey right now is that I think I get excited about most things and can see a path to contribute in a lot of different ways. But I don't think that I've gotten to a place yet where I've really specialized and learned that thing about myself that I'm really passionate about and want to make my thing.
Wow, I have to think of a word for that. But you have time. You have plenty of time, so don't stress about it.
Yeah, plenty of time since I'm not leaving the house or doing anything interesting. So I can just spend time on thesaurus.com until I finally
come. Yes. All right. Any last words? This can be your time to share any upcoming events or announcements or just say any parting words if you want.
Yeah, I mean, like for folks that are interested in transitioning from startups to like a more corporate environment, definitely hit me up. I'm happy to chat about it. And then we are always looking for like more senior product managers, even during COVID. So if there are folks that are looking to try out Capital One, they should reach out to me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been Technically DC Diaries. I'm Michelle Graham. Thanks for watching and listening.